Thomson Reuters has just won a critical legal battle that could shape the future of artificial intelligence and copyright law. Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how artificial intelligence is reshaping media. Today is Friday, February 14th, 2025. Here's what's making waves in the realm of artificial intelligence and copyright law. Let's get into it. Thomson Reuters has secured a significant victory in the ongoing debate over fair use in artificial intelligence-related copyright cases. The media and technology giant sued Ross Intelligence back in 2020, alleging that the now-defunct legal research firm unlawfully used content from its legal platform, Westlaw, to train an artificial intelligence model without authorization. In a decision that could have far-reaching implications, Judge Stefanos Bibas of the 3rd United States Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that Ross Intelligence was not entitled to use Thomson Reuters content under United States copyright law. According to the Associated Press, Judge Bibas concluded that none of Ross's possible defenses holds water, siding with Reuters on the fair use matter. Under United States law, the fair use doctrine permits limited use of copyrighted materials for purposes such as teaching, research, or creating a transformative work. However, in this case, the court found that Ross Intelligence's use of Westlaw's editorial content did not qualify as fair use. In an email to Wired, Reuters representative Jeffrey McCoy expressed satisfaction with the verdict. He stated, "We are pleased that the court granted summary judgment in our favor and concluded that Westlaw's editorial content created and maintained by our attorney editors is protected by copyright and cannot be used without our consent. The copying of our content was not fair use." This victory for Reuters comes amidst a growing number of legal challenges by creators, artists, and music companies against artificial intelligence system developers. The common thread in these disputes is the allegation that technology firms have used extensive collections of human-authored content to train their artificial intelligence systems, generating text that mimics human writing without seeking authorization or offering payment to the original content creators. Notably, OpenAI and its commercial partner Microsoft are facing copyright infringement lawsuits from renowned authors like John Grisham, Jodi Picoult, and Game of Thrones creator George R.R. Martin. They also face separate legal challenges from major media outlets such as the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, and Mother Jones. This case underscores the pressing need for clear guidelines and regulations as artificial intelligence continues to intertwine with media and content creation. As artificial intelligence technologies advance, industries from Hollywood to newsrooms are racing to understand and potentially regulate the use of AI-generated content before it reshapes their landscapes. Today, we're taking a closer look at how artificial intelligence is becoming an indispensable tool for journalism around the globe, and why Nigeria cannot afford to miss this technological wave. I'm Michelle, and you're listening to the AI in Media Daily Brief. Let's dive right in. For years, many have resisted the integration of artificial intelligence in journalism, holding steadfast to traditional methods. But as we've seen, the global media landscape is undergoing a radical transformation. Artificial intelligence isn't just a futuristic concept anymore. It's reshaping how stories are reported, produced, and consumed. Nigeria stands at a crossroads. While major media organizations across the world, from the New York Times to the BBC, are embracing AI to stay ahead, Nigerian journalism risks falling behind if it doesn't adapt. The potential benefits are too significant to ignore. Imagine a newsroom where AI tools automate mundane tasks, allowing journalists to focus on storytelling and investigative work. AI can help verify facts and combat misinformation, a growing problem in Nigeria's digital space. It can also speed up news production, allowing for more in-depth reporting. Journalist Adebayo Abubakar shared his journey from skepticism to advocacy after attending a training on AI in journalism. His story is a powerful reminder that embracing AI isn't about replacing human creativity, it's about enhancing it. Across the globe, AI is helping media houses generate data-driven reports, summarize complex information, and personalize content for readers. In China, AI-generated news anchors deliver real-time reports. In the US, AI systems analyze large datasets to uncover corruption scandals. This isn't just the future, it's the present. For Nigeria to maintain its position as Africa's media powerhouse, it must embrace AI-driven innovations. This means investing in AI training, collaborating with tech experts, and ensuring ethical AI usage. The government and private sector must also support policies that encourage AI-driven journalism. The choice is clear: evolve with the times or risk being left behind. The future of Nigerian journalism depends on how quickly it adapts. The time to act is now. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. As we've explored, the integration of artificial intelligence in journalism is no longer a luxury, but a necessity. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.